Well, all business organizations need to have a framework to help them to analyze their current position and then to use that information to help them to prepare for the future. There are many different ways that they can do this. Probably the best known is what's called the SWOT analysis. This very neatly divides the problem into four areas. It's normally represented as a square divided into four parts. At the top, you have the S for strengths and the W for weaknesses. And then on the bottom line, you have the O for opportunities and then T for threats. The idea is that if you analyze a business using these four criteria, then you should have the basic information to allow you to map out what the best strategy might be. Under strengths, you would put the things that it does well, and then under weaknesses, the things that it doesn't do quite so well. That leaves two spaces, one for opportunities that the company is in a position to exploit, and one for threats, the dangers that it will be exposed to in its markets in the future.